This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley, just returned from London from presenting a story that is not in the news every day about Ethiopia, 120 million people in a primary position in the Horn of Africa, critical to understanding the success of all of the Horn of Africa, the peoples of the Horn of Africa, and yet involved in a deep civil war that dates back many decades, probably dates back to the invasion of Italy in 1935 when Ethiopia became the opening round of the catastrophe of the Second War. However, we come up to date now with remarks by the Secretary of State visiting Abuja, the capital of Nigeria, in these last days. The Secretary said, pointing to the conflict in Ethiopia, this has to happen as soon as possible. With every passing day, he wants a long-term ceasefire. It is imperative that the fighting stops and the talking starts, said the Secretary. He went on to say that the violence must end, and he pointed to the Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed. It's his responsibility as the leader of the country to end the violence. That was days past in Abuja, in Nigeria, on the Secretary's embassy to Africa. I go now to Addis Ababa and to Abiy Ahmed, answering not just the Secretary, but from everyone watching the Ethiopian civil war. From tomorrow, said the Prime Minister, I will join the front to lead the defense forces. Those of you who aspire to be remembered in history, rise up for your country. Meet me at the front. Abiy, a former soldier who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2019, made the announcement after rebels led by the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front claimed to have captured Shiwa Robit, a town about 125 miles from Addis Ababa and the scene of the heaviest fighting in recent days. Gregory, we have the Secretary of State commanding Abiy to end the violence. We have Abiy himself saying we're going on the attack. Either case is not acceptable language, but where is this going? Does Abiy have the forces to overwhelm the Tigray Popular Liberation Front's soldiers 125 miles from the capital? Or does the civil war continue unabated?
The civil war continues unabated, but the reality is that we're seeing hypocrisy, absolute hypocrisy on the part of Antony Blinken, who basically ring-fenced his Africa mission to Nigeria, Kenya, and Senegal. And of course, Nigeria and Senegal are on the west of Africa, and only Kenya is close to Ethiopia. He had hoped to build a coalition of forces to put pressure on Ethiopia, and that has fallen apart. Secondly, it is Antony Blinken's policy, and it has been since he took office, to essentially isolate and break up Ethiopia and to punish the Ethiopian government of Prime Minister Abiy, because he and much of the State Department have historical ties to the radical Marxist TPLF, Tigray Popular Liberation Front, because the United States armed and trained the 30,000 or so TPLF militia, a private army of this Marxist party, during the time that the TPLF was controlling the Ethiopian government until 2018. So there's an historic relationship there with the TPLF and the Clinton and Obama White Houses and State Department. And those people are back in office right now, and they are supporting their old pals against the government. Now, Abiy himself has his failings. He has certainly been indecisive. He has taken no real strategic advice. He is now trying to, if you like, channel the late Emperor Haile Selassie, who was the last head of state in the world to lead his troops on the battlefield when the Italians invaded in 1935. And basically, in 1935, 1936, the Ethiopians couldn't stop the Italians, who were technologically far more advanced, and the emperor went to the League of Nations to try to get the League of Nations to act responsibly, to curtail the Italians by putting sanctions on Italy, and appropriately, in 1936, in his speech to the League of Nations in Geneva, the emperor said, you know, you're not going to help. So just remember, today it is us. Tomorrow it will be you. And right now we see the U.S. attempting to push the United Nations into acting as a voice to break up Ethiopia for no great strategic reasons from the United States point of view, but they're still doing it. And so the Ethiopians may well ask today, well, today it is us again, and tomorrow it will be you again, because what this is leading to is an expansion of this war. Because once we see the war take a more devastating turn, as it could do in the next few weeks, you'll see the Sudanese move to seize even more territory from Ethiopia. And nobody in the Western media is talking about how much land the Sudanese have stolen from the Ethiopians in the last few months. And the Sudanese will be backed by the Egyptians, bearing in mind that the Egyptian government supported the Sudanese military in its recent coup to re-seize power in Khartoum. So there are many things at play here, and one of the things we know for sure is that the TPLF and the State Department, because of their control of information outlets, are controlling the flow of information, so we can't trust any of the information coming out of the country. And the Ethiopian government is bewildered and not in a good position to respond. And Abiy is now clearly out of his depth. And the reason he hasn't contained the TPLF, which has been marching in hordes across the Amhara region, is because Abiy's own power base, which is from the Oromo people, don't want Abiy to help the Amhara people. They're afraid that the Amhara will once again become the center of leadership of a united Ethiopia. So Abiy has been unable and unwilling to help the Amhara people defend their country from the hordes of TPLF troops cutting across it. So they've lost the great cities of Lalibela and so on, this World Heritage site, without literally firing a shot, while the TPLF has been absolutely murdering without hesitation whole towns of Amhara people and people in the neighboring Afar province, which is essentially a Somali province of Ethiopia.
We just have a minute, Gregory. What is the intention of Mr. Blinken saying stop, end the violence? Does Mr. Blinken entertain that the Tigray Popular Liberation Front become the government of Addis Ababa? Is that what he's entertaining? We have 30 seconds.
Yes, I think he is pushing for the TPLF to take control and to break up Ethiopia. And bearing in mind that the TPLF was a genocidal government throughout its reign from 1990 onwards. It basically was a radical Marxist organization.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. The situation in the Horn of Africa is fog of war. So what we have right now is the intention of Addis Ababa to march on the TPLF and the TPLF to march on Addis Ababa. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.